Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we'll explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, lover of a brand new planner, and your new partner in adventure. Hey girls, if you have little ones in the car, earmuffs today. Welcome back to the podcast, girls. Can you believe we are already a week past the 1st of January? I cannot believe that we are already in 2019. The time goes way too fast. But today we are talking about all of the hats that we as women wear. We are the wearers of many, many hats. Now, I know that men wear multiple hats as well: provider, bill payer, soccer coach, husband, lover. That's just a few that my husband wears. But I'm a girl, and this is Adventuring the Girl Life. So just a quick side note here, just in case you hear my washing machine in the background, it's the one machine that I just could not turn off today. I was cooking meat in my coat, because that's what I do. No, I was outside cranking the car and then came back in with my coat on to cook the meat, and I literally splattered like juice all over my coat. And of course, it was greasy and it stained it. And this is only the fourth time that I have washed my coat to get all of the grease out. So I apologize if you hear my washing machine in the background, but it's freezing outside and I really need my coat. So, mini hats wearer, mini hats. Moving on, girls. I have actually been thinking of recording this episode for quite a while, and it is amazing when you put yourself in an environment of creativity what you can actually come up with. And sometimes it's also called spinning plates. What if you had a hat or a plate for every title that you wear every day? I think we'd all need a bit more cabinet space and definitely a bigger closet. I'm down for that one, actually. When we moved into our new house 2 years ago, my closet was the biggest closet that I have ever had. And I thought, I'll never fill this thing up. This is crazy. And don't get me wrong, I am still very thankful for my closet, but I'm also a dreamer and I'm looking forward to the next closet that I come to. Okay, what are some of the hats that you wear on a regular basis? Mother, daughter, sister, friend, wife, entrepreneur, housekeeper, bill payer, woman of God, shoulder to cry on, keeper of secrets, disciplinary, voice of reason, calmer of the storms. Have you girls seen the latest season of The Marvelous Miss Maisel? I am obsessed with this show. I love it. It's so much fun. And Susie is talking about all of Midge's hats, and it just cracks me up because that is a woman with a lot of hats, literally and figuratively. It cracks me up, and I just thought it was appropriate for our episode. We as women wear so many hats every day and have lots and lots more stored in our closet should the occasion arise. We are good at multitasking because I believe that's exactly how God made us. He knew what we would be in for doing this life, and he said to himself, yep, she's going to need everything to be able to intertwine with everything else to get it all done. You've heard me mention before the book called Men Are Like Waffles, Women Are Like Spaghetti, and that's exactly what this book is referring to. Men have compartments like waffles. They box everything off in its own little space, and when the space is left, so is everything that goes with it. The tasks, the emotions, the thoughts, etc. It's all blocked off. But we, on the other hand, as women, we are the ones that are like spaghetti, and spaghetti touches everything. You've just scolded one kid while praising the other, cooking dinner and remembering to thaw what's for dinner tomorrow, while also answering emails at the kitchen island while the vegetables cook, folding laundry 2 feet away in the living room while your favorite show is on, and some of us are baking little humans at the same time. We are fantastic at our jobs. And Mama, you were made for this. I know you're exhausted, but you were made for this. This is why you're so good at it. Now give yourself a break if you need it, and don't you dare feel bad about it either. I know some days are harder than others, but you've got this because you were made for it. The other day, Alan came home and asked me if I had gone to the store to buy packing tape yet. I immediately launched into this defense mode, telling him all about the things that I had to do that day and all the things that had actually gotten done that day and how that wasn't one of them. And it probably wouldn't get done until Thursday. P.S. It was Monday at the time. He just stood there like a deer in headlights. He was like, okay, it's fine. The problem wasn't that he was badgering me or annoyed with me that I hadn't gotten it done. The problem was me. I fell back into those old ways of trying to defend why I stay at home. I have always been a part-time stay-at-home mom for basically all of our marriage. I have worked here and there part-time, off and on a bit, at odd jobs, etc. But now I'm an entrepreneur. I've always been an entrepreneur. It just took me a really long time to figure everything out and to get there. So now I'm a stay-at-home mom and an entrepreneur. So all of my wife, mom, housekeeper hats collide with all of my business creator, physical labor hats at the same time because everything I do is all in this one space. Today, I want you to think about all of the hats that you wear. What do they look like? How do they feel? What you like and don't like about them? And then just give yourself a big, huge pat on the back, sister, because all of those hats are yours. You are the one that wears them every day. You are the one who wakes up and commits every single morning to every single hat. You march around and wear it proudly. Give yourself a break. And if it doesn't all get done, there's no prize at the end because you know when you get all the laundry washed and all of the laundry dried and all of the laundry folded, guess what? It starts over again tomorrow. So don't worry. Stand in front of the mirror and say, I am awesome. I do this every damn day without fail. I am on time and caffeined up and rip-roaring to go because I am a woman and damn it, I was made for this. Don't forget how important you are, girlfriend. You are the wearer of all the hats, and you rock them every single day. All right, girls, before we finish out our week, we have to do our crowns and our flops. And this week is kind of a random week where my crowns and my flops actually kind of go together. I have been on a time crunch for the whole month of December up until now in January with Adventuring the Girl Life and all of my other hat-wearing tasks. I have to say I had to keep myself on task successfully to make sure that everything went out on time because, of course, around the holidays and the new year, your schedule gets busier and busier because it fills up with all the extra store trips and parties and school events, but you still have all of your normal responsibilities to accomplish on top of that. So the crowning moment is that I actually got it all done. The flop is that I left my Christmas shopping undone until the last minute. It was way more important to me to make sure that all of the episodes got out to you on time, but therefore I had lots of last minute shopping to do. And I'll give you a little bit of a tidbit about myself. Most of the time when you are doing tasks, people tell you to do the hard thing first, the easy thing last, or the thing that's going to take up the most amount of time first, and then the shorter things last. My brain does not work that way at all. I would rather do 15 small things and have them all checked off the list and then have one thing left. Even if it takes me a very long time, the accomplishment and the snowball effect of all of the little check marks way outweigh the one large task with one check mark by it. So therefore, all of the Christmas shopping was held off until the last minute. But it was really, really hard for me to get that done. So there was my crown and my flop for the week. I got it all done in the right order, but the wrong order for my brain. So I hope that you had a fantastic holiday. We are now moving into the new part of 2019, and I am so excited to share it with you girls. That is it for this week's episode of Adventuring the Girl Life. As always, thank you so much for listening. This podcast could not be published without you great listeners. So, if you can spare a moment, go and give us a review so that we can help more girls grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on!